It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. The Pittsburgh Steelers have yet to play a game with new quarterbacks Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And yet, in today's fast-paced, changing daily media landscape, already there are calls for the Steelers to be in the quarterback market ahead of the 2025 NFL Draft. No, seriously. Wilson and Fields haven't even put on full pads with the Steelers yet, let alone playing a game. And already there is talk from CBS Sports' Chris Trapasso that the Steelers should be looking at the 2025 NFL Draft at the quarterback position for names like Georgia's Carson Beck, Colorado's Shedeur Sanders, and Texas' Quinn Ewers. Can we all just slow down? Just once, please? I get that for some, maybe even many, the quarterback room of Wilson and Fields in Pittsburgh doesn't move the needle. But they were just signed slash traded for, and have yet to fully suit up for the black and gold. Let's just wait and see how it plays out on the field before rushing to judgment, like Trapasso did, stating that the Steelers need to be in the quarterback market next spring, joining the likes of the New York Giants, New Orleans Saints, Las Vegas Raiders, New York Jets, and Dallas Cowboys. Sure, Wilson and Fields are on one-year deals, and things could change drastically by the NFL draft next April. But let's let the rebuilt quarterback room have some time under offensive coordinator Arthur Smith and see how it all plays out, see how everything fits together. This is the first true offseason in which Omar Khan and Andy Weidel could shape the quarterback position the way they wanted it. Remember, neither drafted Kenny Pickett or signed Mitch Trubisky. They very clearly targeted Wilson and Fields this offseason, though. If there is faith in the Khan and Weidel combination getting everything else right on the roster, then they deserve time to see the quarterback room play out this season before any sort of talk starts about next year, period. That might be asking too much, though, and that's a real shame. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.